Hey, everybody. Hey, welcome group. To the Little Monsters Movie Podcast. I'm Dino.
Butch.
Butch, and I'm Harold Lloyd. Yeah, whatever.
Oh. Harold Lloyd.
Hey, we're doing a good one today. Near Dark 1987.
Wait a minute. How was everybody's Halloween out there?
Oh, yeah.
How was your Halloween?
My Halloween was good.
What did the kids do?
Weather was great.
Wasn't it? We had a beautiful over here in Ohio.
Beautiful weather, yeah. Lots of kids out, which was
really?
Awesome.
Yeah.
There were
my neighborhood, there was a guy dressed as Jesus, had the crown of thorns and everything. I gave him the little sign of the cross.
Real blood.
I dressed up as Ren. I had a Ren costume, you know, like from Ren and Stimpy.
Well, that's no joke, though. You did.
Yeah, I did. No, I did. I actually got candy. People gave me candy. He's like, man, you dressed. The one guy said, you dressed up, man, you get candy.
Awesome.
A few people kind of got who I was. So,
yeah.
Because it had his face on the top of the hood.
Ren and Stimpy is a little bit, you know, old school, I guess, now. But anyways, Near Dark, 1987. And this is an awesome vampire movie from 1985. I mean, 87. 86. 90. Anyways.
Came out October of 86.
Yeah, it was one of my favorites because this is when I was a teenager getting into the vampire movies. And this was one of the better vampire movies of the 80s. And
let's just get to the best part about it.
Jenny Wright, who plays May. Yeah, she is.
How did this girl not get more movies?
I don't know.
She must have just chosen.
She was in St. Elmo's Fire. She was in The Wildlife, and then a couple more, and then she disappeared.
TV shows,
pretty much not much. She's beautiful. Oh. Yeah, I had a crush on her the minute I saw her, and she got that blonde short hair.
But I hooked up with her the one time.
The movie
hung out,
and the way the movie opens right up, I mean, is way.
We'll get to that. Yeah.
Yeah, but anyways, it's also got.
Aliens reunion is what it is.
Yeah, kind of. Well, it's got Adrian Pazdar, who he's played in everything. It was in Heroes, mm-hmm. Marvel's, the Shield, Secret. You know, he's in all the Marvel stuff. So he's the main character. He's Caleb, and Jenny Wright is May, right. And
Lance Henriksen, perfect. Bill Paxton when Bill Paxton kicked ass.
Yes, and he plays the same type of character as he did in Weird Science, mm-hmm. which is awesome. You know what I mean? Arrogant.
What's her name? I can't remember her name, but the chick that played Vasquez in Aliens. I can't remember her
role. Yeah, she plays Diamondback.
Diamondback.
She's the mama vampire. Mm-hmm. And Lance Henriksen is Papa.
Right, and
it's just a little group of people.
You can't do this movie without mentioning Tim Thomerson. Tim Thomerson, if you know your Full Moon movies, Doll Man.
Yes.
Jack Death from the Trancers
movies.
So if you're a Full Moon fan, you know Tim Thomerson. So we got him in this too. He doesn't play the wise, cracking, smart-ass kind of character he does in those movies. Yeah. And it's got cool music by a little prog rock band, Tangerine Dream.
There you go.
They did a lot of 80s scores. They did, here in the States, we had Legend with the Tangerine Dream score, not the Jerry Goldsmith score.
I like
Tangerine. Rest of the world. Yeah, I got some of the records at home. They got some good stuff. Tangerine Dream, man.
Yeah, Beach Boys.
Whatever.
Yeah. Oh, and we can't not mention Homer, the little boy in here.
What's that kid's name? I don't
know. What is Homer's name? I forget his name, but he also played in River's Edge. With River Phoenix, and that's another awesome movie.
That wasn't with River Phoenix. River's Edge was with Keanu Reeves.
Oh, no, did I say River Phoenix?
You said River's Edge with River Phoenix. Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves.
More importantly, Crispin Glover playing one of the
Crispin Glover, yeah.
Why did I say River Phoenix?
Maybe I said River Phoenix because his girlfriend was in there.
Maybe.
Okay, but nevertheless.
I don't even rate a Michelob.
But the little kid in here is awesome, man. He's
right. If you ever kill your girlfriend, watch River's Edge, and just the only excuse you need to give is she gave me shit. Why'd you do it? She gave me shit. I don't remember him in that movie, but I remember that movie.
He was the boy. He was Keanu Reeves' younger brother, who was always on the bike. He was pissed off, taken off.
Okay, well, I remember him having a younger brother.
Yeah,
I just didn't remember that's who it was.
He was always pissed because they wouldn't include him, and he pretty much. you know, in River's Edge, he had the gun. He was going to kill. It was a mess. River's Edge is a mess.
Yeah, it's a good movie,
But yeah, he plays the young kid who's he's a kid, but he's a man. He's stuck in the, you know, he's a vampire.
Right.
And the cool thing about this movie is they never use the word vampire.
Not once.
In this whole movie.
No one has fangs.
Nobody has fangs.
There's no coffins, crap like that.
Yeah.
Pretty much the only rule.
They don't turn into nothing or anything either.
It's the only rule is they need blood and they can't be in the sunlight.
Yeah, so, and that's what the movie revolves around, the sunlight. I mean, you know, any little bit of sun, they start smoking. They start burning up. So that's the one thing they did that, you know.
And I like that. You know, this was directed by Catherine Bigelow.
I like her.
Who's,
we went out a couple times when I was younger.
Oh, yeah?
She sends me a card every Halloween.
She taught me how to ride a two-wheeler.
She did.
Oh, yeah.
Right before the movie,
But, but does she... She later directed Hurt Locker, which won Best Picture.
Yeah.
And she directed some other Point Break with Keanu Reeves.
It's a sad picture, that Hurt Locker.
I never saw it. I don't have any desires.
I don't
it's
want
not
even,
my kind of
I don't movie. Even want to see look at lockers anymore.
But
but
because they hurt. Point Break. Remember Point Break with Keanu Reeves and Patrick Swayze?
Of course. I'm a surfer.
Strange Days. Did you see Strange Days? Is a cool movie.
Oh,
nobody ever talks about Strange Days.
Oh, yeah. I got that. That's in my collection, man. Strange Days is awesome.
That's a great movie.
It's got Juliette Lewis.
Yeah, yeah, was it Ray, not Ralph Fiennes, is it? Is it Ralph
Fiennes? Yeah, Ralph Fiennes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Ralph Fiennes. Awesome movie, sci-fi, more of a sci-fi movie.
Yeah, but definitely a great flick. So, I mean, you know, she's got some credibility, man. She's made some really cool movies.
Yeah.
Near Dark came out October of 1986. We said it was kind of like an Aliens reunion. Aliens came out like in July.
Right.
Previous.
And this came out 84, 85.
And Catherine Bigelow, who directed this, I think she was even married to James Cameron at one point. They were married.
Oh, were they?
James Cameron's actually in this movie, briefly given the finger to Severin.
No way.
Yeah, it's James Cameron. I mean, he's kind of
guy stuff, but it's James Cameron. Right.
So they kind of go together there a little bit.
no heads up.
Hey, you know, I always got to have a tidbit for the kids out
there. And they didn't invite you to the wedding.
No, you don't know. But whatever.
Yeah.
So what? The movie just starts with Caleb, and he's kind of
he's a farmer's son,
a Marlboro man.
Yeah, Marlboro man. He's got the cowboy hat,
the boots, the cigarette hanging out of his mouth,
pickup truck that's just
whacking mosquito,
And pulls up to the.
It's kind of like half Western, half vampire movie.
Yeah.
I think there was talk of remaking this, but I think it's too close to Twilight. That kind of garbage. But I guess, you know, the point
is... But don't take it that way, because this is just a totally different vampire
movie. But if you put
this...
If you were to remake this movie now and put it out there, people are going to say, oh, well, that's just a ripoff of Twilight. Not realizing that it was a movie from 1986 that goes way back. And furthermore, you know, Twilight's just a big ripoff.
1987.
Anyway. Twilight's a big ripoff, because she totally ripped off the Sookie Stackhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Character.
Yeah.
Because you're the fan of True Blood.
Right.
So in True Blood... Sookie can hear what vampires think.
Yeah.
But not what, what's his name? Bill? She can't hear him. Well, in Twilight, you know, that Edward character, he can hear everybody, but he can't hear her.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's werewolves in there. And
I get you,
She totally ripped that off.
Hey, what are you gonna do?
I mean, what are you gonna do? Tell these people to stop watching that crap and thinking it's good.
Well, I wasn't a fan of Twilight, so
there's people out there who think that's good stuff.
Well, until
you need a checkup from the neck up.
Until they go back and look at some of the better movies,
right? So if you're a fan of that swill, go to the video store or go buy it.
Go online or Redbox.
Yeah,
Redbox.
Get yourself Near Dark. And see where, you know, stuff like this came from. And this isn't even the first time, so. So, yeah.
1987.
86.
Anyways, so he pulls up and his buddy is kind of out there. They're kind of, I don't know if it's a bar or what it is, but anyways.
It's just a small town in what is it, Texas or Oklahoma that he lives in? I can't even remember.
Juneau, Alaska.
No, I'm pretty sure it wasn't that. They don't...
Midwest. It was desert type area, I don't know, but somewhere like that. And
He either lives in the panhandle of Oklahoma or in Texas, somewhere in between those two.
And areas. He pulls up his two buddies. His beautiful pickup truck. Yeah, it's one buddy comes out. They start smacking each other around. I don't know why. Knocks his head off.
You know, I guess he's going, come on, man. You know, in Texas, you can't do that. You can't knock somebody.
No, you can't knock their head off.
I mean, you're gonna get shot.
Yeah.
And that's it. He starts going after him because he's got real bad hat head anyway.
Well, oh my. Okay, we can throw this out. I love this movie, but you know me and Ted, we always throw out what makes us laugh. The worst hat head ever. Well, not just worst hat head, man. The dude's sweating, greasy. I know he's, most of the movie, he's transforming into, okay, and becoming.
He doesn't have a clean moment in the whole movie.
No, he looks disgusting. I mean, I want to go take a shower just looking at him. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Bar safeguard, you know, shampoo. I mean,
his two buddies don't look much better.
No, they're pretty.
And then he sees this beautiful girl over there, and he's going to go talk to her.
Oh, well, this is a scene.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a scene in the movie.
Let's do it right.
Where his buddy just, you know, nudges him. He goes, hey, look.
Look at that.
Yeah, and.
And what a great intro for this girl.
Yeah, she enters the scene. Coming out of evidently the store that has ice cream cones.
And the lights.
The light is hit. Yeah, and this is makes the movie good. The atmosphere of this movie is great. But she's just walking by. She gives the look. She's got the ice cream cone. She takes one.
Licking the cone.
Bite out of the tip or something like that. And this.
So foxy.
Yeah. I mean, she is very, very cute. Unbelievable.
She's like a little pixie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If she had little pointed ears.
Right, man. You just want to kill anybody who touches her.
Yeah, you want to grab her, take her home, and take care of her.
That's right.
But anyways, but yeah, he sees her, he spots her, and right away he's like, his hormones getting overdrive. And
yeah, he's, you know.
He walks right up to her, leans on the ice thing. He's smoking a cigarette. Right. That adds to the greasy hair, the sweatiness. Yeah. He smells like smoke.
But it's like, you know? Texas, you know,
yeah,
that's what you expect.
I guess, but.
You know, you have to smell like a cow's ass all day.
Man, I love him. He smells so good. Is that polo you're wearing? No, just sweat, grease, and cigarettes.
That's right. Sweat, grease, and beer.
But he
horse's ass.
But he leans up against the ice machine, and he just goes, I'd like a bite of that ice cream.
He's like, can I have a bite? And she just looks like, bite?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Bite. Because we come to find out she's a vampire.
Right. He's like, I'm dying for a cone. And I think she even says, dying?
He's saying all the right words.
Right.
And she's kind of like luring him, you know?
Yeah, because, yeah. You know, maybe as a meal at first.
Yeah.
But then the two actually start talking. They go for a ride.
But I think it
starts turning into more. You know?
Yeah, it does. It starts turning
into
an attraction.
I don't think it started that way. If she was trying to lure one of those guys before, it was just for a meal. But then it turned into something else. And she tries to express to him, you know, can you hear the night, you know, or can you see the night? It's so bright.
And he keeps saying, I've never met a girl like you before.
I love it. You know, no, you haven't met a girl like me before.
He's putting every line in there just to get a kiss. And he wants
it. You know, one of the best lines I ever heard her say, and that is like, you know, you see that star out there. It takes a billion years for that light to get here. And it's like, and I'll still be here when that light gets here.
Yeah, he just like...
And he doesn't get it.
Yeah. You know? Oh, yeah. I mean, why would he?
No, you're not thinking like that.
A vampire? No, I just want to kiss. And I'm telling you,
I would, because I've seen enough of these movies.
And all these scenes in this, when they show her and that moonlight's hitting off of her. I know we keep harping on it, but boy, just... Yeah, go watch
this. Yeah, we try to make it nice for you guys.
Go watch this movie.
And I don't really dig man chicks with the short hair and stuff, but she's so cute.
Oh, she is. And yeah, it's just one of those movies to where it's just something alluring about her.
And that's why she's in the movie. She's 100% believable.
Well, she comes from like a theater, either her mom or dad or one of them.
Oh, really?
And one of them were
artistic. Well, you wrote the biography.
Were artistic. So. Well, she also sat... I did write the biography, and I sold two copies.
Yeah.
And
I bought one.
I think I still got the other one. Yeah.
Oh.
I bought one for myself.
You have to buy a copy of your own book.
But anyways,
sad.
Yeah, her father, she sat for Salvador Dali?
You did?
If you look it up, she did. Yeah.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So just an interesting tidbit. But anyways, so he's... She, like you said, they start getting closer and closer, you know. And
yeah, she's a little interested in him and is more than a meal.
Yeah.
And I think what we're going to come to find is that, you know, she's a little lonely. You know?
Right. Because this whole movie takes place with There's a pack of vampires who
like
is
a small family unit almost.
Yeah, like the father, the mother, and there's the little kid who's in a man's body, but right. The little kid.
There's the crazy uncle.
Yeah, Bill Paxton, you know, Severin, who awesome name.
Severin. Is an awesome
name. I think that's a very cool name.
It is a cool.
And they give her a cool name too, May, M-A-E. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, you know, it all goes through. And she's there. So, and it, you could tell that her and Bill aren't, you know, compatible. I mean, right. He's just a whack job. No,
yeah.
I mean, this Bill Paxton is just whacked out. But you got to think, these guys, Lance, he mentions, you know, he's been around since the Civil War. Yeah. He fought for the South. So, you know.
That's one of the things that always appeals to me about vampirism. You know, the vampire films is, you know, even when you got to the Anne Rice books, I mean, there were some that were thousands of years old.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just imagine, you know, having to adapt and morph throughout time.
Oh, that's
the different things you see. And
yeah.
I mean, I guess there's a price to be paid. And,
right.
You know, yeah. We all look at it and go, man, this is so awesome, so awesome. But,
yeah.
You know, all of them think this sucks.
Sucks. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, you strive for that eternal life and all the... You know, because everybody wants to live forever. Mm-hmm. I would think I want to live forever. You know,
but even like from the Civil War on, I mean, just you know,
yeah, everything. Oh, cool.
You know, and just living that way, I guess. But
yeah, so and Anne Rice, if you haven't read those books,
and I haven't read them all, but yeah,
I'll get you know that you've read.
And
some of
there's
them.
A series of books that's really ripe for some good movies, and not that the first Interview with the Vampire wasn't bad. It was not.
It's just, boy, what they could do now, and if they.
But there was so much more in that book that could have been in the movie.
Oh yeah,
and like I thought Antonio Banderas was great as Armand.
Yeah, he did. I mean, there were big characters like Tom Cruise played Lestat. Mm-hmm.
That was one of Brad Pitt's. You know, that was like his breakout performance.
Yeah, and I couldn't really see because I was such a big fan of Anne Rice's Vampire Chronicles that Lestat, I pictured him in my head. Okay, I had an image of what he looked like and everything.
Not Tom, huh?
No,
she felt the same way. She wasn't crazy about that casting choice,
yeah.
But I guess he turned her around. And
well, she thought the next movie, which was that they did, I forget
Queen of the Damned.
And who was the guy that played him?
I can't remember his name, but I saw that film. I can't think.
Jared Leto.
No, it wasn't Jared.
It wasn't Leto. Jared Leto.
It wasn't Jared Leto.
I'm wrong.
It was some British guy.
Was it?
Yeah, it wasn't
Jared. Why was
Jared
I thinking it was Jared Leto? But any, nevertheless.
Where do you go?
It was Jared Leto.
I shouldn't have said anything.
Oh, no.
Let you get blasted in the comments.
No, that's what you're here for. You gotta.
I don't know the guy's name, but I know damn well he was still like on my so-called life when it came out.
Okay, it wasn't Jared Leto. But she said it was, he was more like she thought Lestat would be.
My mom's a big fan of those books. I think she said that as well.
Yeah, I didn't see either one. I see Lestat as a totally different character. Right.
But I mean, there's a series of books.
But he did just, good. Tom Cruise, he did good in the movie.
I mean, it's ripe for the picking. You've got such a mythology. And I mean, you're making your Marvel movies. You're making your... Come on, make these.
And the
and
mage,
do them right.
And she's got another line of the Mayfair witches.
Which eventually tie in together.
And none of these are made.
And
in
that's them. Just three books. You could do a trilogy.
Yeah. Instead, they're getting the newer writers with. I don't know. I ain't even going to question. No,
you know, she's got other.
I said Jared Leto. I'm thrown off now. So what am I going to do?
I'm not going to say a damn thing now.
When you
get the actors wrong. There was Jared Leto. This movie came out 1987.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. Anyway,
fact checker. Jared Leto. He was like 12 when that movie came out.
He was 12. You kidding me?
Where are we?
Doing a podcast.
He takes her to go. He takes her for a surprise. And
yeah,
she says, I don't like surprises.
Right, right.
You know, because she's got to be back before dawn. And he takes her to go see his horse.
Yeah, and the horse immediately starts acting crazy because. And she goes,
animals recognize.
I don't like horses or
horses don't like me.
Yeah, only when Jared Leto's riding it. He says, and
bareback, butt naked.
But
I just can't quit you.
So she runs off and. gets in a truck and says, "Take me home."
Kayla looks like he's out, right out of Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, this guy is. Yeah, Adrian Pazdar, one of his first big roles, mm-hmm. if you call it a big role. But
so they get back in the truck. She's freaking.
They
out.
They do get back in the
and,
truck
because it's because
she does
it's
freak
light.
Out. Yeah, because it is dawn and it's getting. Light.
And she's not saying why, but then remember he stops the truck and
he does stop the truck.
Commentary are we devolving into?
Okay. Okay, they do get in a truck. Then they're heading down the road.
Maybe they're heading up the road.
He's taking her to, is he taking her
She said that she lives in a trailer park with her family.
Right, but isn't he headed home to his house?
No, she's freaking out. She needs to get home.
Yeah.
And he stops the truck and hides the keys. And it's like, I'm not going anywhere till you give me a kiss.
And meanwhile, it's dawn's approaching. And I do like how it's light out, but it's not until the actual sun hits them right. that it affects them and they start burning.
That's the truth. That's how it's always been.
Yeah.
Like, I even remember in some episodes of Buffy, like, you know, it would be sunny outside, but as long as, like, they were in the shadows, you know, they could still stay outside and look at the light. They just have to stay in the shadow. So, you know, and you cover up when you go inside.
Yeah. I love how he had it thrown.
Yeah, they have a good kiss here. Really, really nice.
Because he says, he drops his keys down her and says, you know, hey, you got to give me a kiss first.
But it's not like a crappy movie kiss. It's like...
Oh, yeah.
It's like you're watching people that are really digging on each other.
Yeah.
Going at it.
Yeah, I think for some reason she connected with him. Right. Don't ask me why, because he really was being kind of a.
She's putting him off his guard, too, because then she's working down by the neck and.
Well, I think the temptation. The temptation's there and she can't resist it.
Well, I mean, she's lonely, you know? That's what I mean. We're going to find that the vampire family, you know, you got Lance Henriksen, he plays a character named Jesse.
Yeah, Jesse.
And Diamondback is his woman.
Yep.
And Homer, we'll find the little kid Homer is the one that actually turned May.
Right.
But, you know, she's not. Even though I think he has romantic inclinations toward her.
Yeah, because he does.
She doesn't reciprocate. Yeah. And Severn just likes, he's just a hunter. You know, he just likes to go out there on the prey. You don't want a woman. So I think she's just lonely. She you know, longs for someone kind of close to her own age.
And this gives that aspect to the vampires a little differently, where they're just on the go from town to town, just feeding every night and doing what it is to stay alive. I mean, you know, they
roam around.
They haven't settled down, but...
so she gives him that little nip. And she just takes off, like she's not even going to fool around and wait. She just runs.
Yeah.
You know, and hopefully makes it home in time. And
he starts...
he fires up a smoke first.
Of course. His cologne. And
tries smelling a little bit here.
Tries to start his truck and it won't start.
Yep.
So he starts walking back to his house, which is tons of farmland, you know. It's just Midwestern, just everywhere is farm. So... You know, every time they're running...
This is one thing I got to say about them. Oh, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, no. Just, you know, you can tell the roles where they're planting stuff. Right. And he's just... All through the movie, they're walking over to it and running through it and stuff. Mm-hmm. A very soft dirt, so it's hard to get there and makes dust. And
as he's walking, the sun's coming up and he's starting to feel real sick. And I just say, like, man, that, you know, that's a fast turn.
Yeah, you know what?
No it vampire is. Movies do you see, like, bam. I'm a vampire.
She bit him.
He's already starting to smoke.
Right.
In the burn.
Because the light's already affecting him, yeah.
Right. And,
Usually a vampire, I mean, it would take at least a 24-hour period to where you slowly, the body dies, and then comes back to life.
Yeah, that's how the Anne Rice,
but
body would die.
This is within, you know, minutes, man. Right. As soon as she bites him, I guess he's infected.
Oh, well, there we go.
So, again, a little bit different, you know, spin on how they did it in this movie. But,
I mean, no matter. It makes for a cool scene trudging across that field and smoking and burning.
And you can see that
he's sick, physically sick.
Yeah.
And he's getting close to home. Tim Thomerson from the Full Moon movies is his father. He's a, I think he's like a veterinarian or something like that. I don't know.
He's a vet. It's even on the side of the truck.
That's right.
That's why
I was remembering.
Because later on he does some. We'll get to that.
So he does have medical knowledge.
Yeah, later on what happened.
He has a little baby, not a baby sister, but a little sister, maybe 8 years old, 9 years old. Her name's Sarah.
Yeah. Because the Homer tries to... Right.
Well, she's the one who sees Caleb trudging across the field. She's like, look at Caleb.
Daddy, and, he and looks there's sick.
And dad's like, about time that boy came home. She's like, he looks sick.
Yep.
And then in the distance, you see the RV coming down.
Yeah.
And this is the vehicle that the vampires drive around. And they just pull right up and they snatch him and pull him right in. Yeah,
evidently because May must have said, you know, I met this guy and stuff. And they said, we got to go back and get him. We can't let anybody know that, you know. What.
Right, because she...
So, you know, and she did bite him, so she, who knows if she told
him. He could identify her, I guess.
I'm sure she told him that she bit, because they knew.
No,
I think,
no, they didn't know.
They didn't know.
Because when they were in
there, that's right.
Sarah's like, oh, man, she turned him.
Yeah, right, that's right. And you got to love how...
Because they were going to kill him. Severin was going to kill him.
And
she's like, no, no, he's been... And she turns, she's like, he's been bit.
Yeah, so it's kind of like it's hers. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but...
And so now they feel like obligated to keep him for now.
And I love the RV, how it's all, the windows are all boarded up and darkened. Yeah, it's just because they can't have it. And there's this little strip along the front so they can see where they're driving.
Yeah, they use like aluminum foil to block the, to reflect the light off. They all wear goggles.
Yeah.
Honestly. But I love how Severin's always trying to, he's always, it's a
Mad Max kind of
thing.
Yeah,
almost.
Black goggles.
You know what almost is?
Yeah.
But Severin's like favorite way to kill people is with his spurs.
Yeah, he's got the spurs on
And he's got the spurs on his neck. I'm going to separate your head from your body, boy. That's when she tells him that he's been bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, she lays right on top of him. It's like, then you might as well do me too. Because he's been bit.
Yeah, don't do nothing to
her. Yep, and they're not too happy about that.
Yeah. and I, right off the bat, they're like...
We're going to learn, not everybody's cut out for this lifestyle.
No. Yeah. I mean, you can either realize you need to kill when you're a vampire, or you're going to die.
Right.
Although there's alternatives, which we'll find out later in the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, so they just take off down the road with him in there, and, you know, they're heading for, you know,
and this is in front of his family, so they saw the vehicle.
Right, they did see it, yeah. Well, don't they, they do immediately, they burn it, right? And they
Well, it's daylight, so they got to kind of hide out for the night.
Okay, they
so
do.
They find, they find like a little silo or something that they pull into.
That's
and they
kind
of hide out.
Yeah.
Isn't it so weird? They all like start laying down, sleeping. He's laying there. She, May just kind of cuddles up with Caleb, and it's like, he's just like, he's cool with it. Oh. I mean, if Jenny Wright was snuggling up to me, I'd be cool with it. But I mean, like,
I think he must. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you would think he'd be like, you guys just kidnapped me and like, throw me, you know, because I don't think he realizes he's a vampire yet. Or
no idea.
And there's a cool effect that, I mean, it's a simple one. It's just like tar rubbed on their face when they get burnt.
Yeah.
You know, it, the sun burns them. It's just like they're blackened. But the way it looks, it's like it's tar or something on them. But it's kind of a cool effect. It adds to this, the effect of how, you know, them burning and stuff. Mm-hmm. And you know, Jesse just, or Caleb being so greasy and stuff.
So greasy.
I can't help but just keep saying it. It's just such a disgusting sight every... but so it does get night and they finally all
and they're kind of like discussing what to do with him. Yep. You know, he's been turned and they're all a little arguing. I mean, do we kill him? Do we, you know? Yeah. And I think it's finally, you know, like Jesse says, you know, he's got to make a kill. If he can make a kill, we'll give him a week. I think that's what he says. We'll give him a week. If he makes a kill, then he can be one of us.
It's funny how all the other ones are interacting too. Like the little one said, tells May, Homer says to May, I made you. You're my, kind of like, you know, referencing that you're mine or something like that. And Severin is just like, you know.
Right. Jesse made Severin. Yeah. I like, there's one part later in the film. I love that Jesse says, you know, I taught Severin everything he knows, but not everything I know.
Yeah, you know? That's kind of cool, yeah.
Yeah, just
like, you can kill him, but you're not going to kill me. But
yeah, so they rough him up a little, and
Homer, the kid, comes right up and grabs his sack.
He spells his name, and I'm Homer, H-O-M-E-R.
Yeah.
What do you say, like, if you mispronounce it, I wouldn't want to be you.
Yeah, like being all tough, and he's a little kid.
Get off me, you little
Yeah, you would look at him and just go, come on, get out of here.
But no, and actually for, you know, I mean, Homer in this movie, he's smoking, he's, you know, killing people. You wouldn't do this.
This character. Yeah, right.
I'm saying,
right.
You know, this was the 80s, you could do it.
Yeah, 80s, yeah, you can put a cigarette in a kid's mouth and have him smoke up a storm. And,
right, I mean, you can't do these movies anymore. Like, and not with... They would have made the child older. They would have made it a teenager.
Right.
So it'd be all right.
I mean, this
kid's a kid.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
So yeah, they got to get rid of that.
That's why you got to love 80s movies, man.
Oh, I know there's a scene in between where Caleb's father is talking to the cops, and yeah. It seems like the cops aren't really doing anything.
No,
you know, he's like showing them the tire tracks right there. You see those tire tracks right there? I think he says they've got a 4-hour head start. They could be out of the state by now.
Yeah,
and then that scene kind of fades out. And eventually his dad's just going to start going out looking for him.
Yeah, because the cops, like, the cops in their station, and they've just got, first of all, it's filled with smoke. The cop's smoking, and there's, you can barely see anything. He goes,
Texas.
He turns around and gets his coffee. He's going, we're doing everything we can. We'll get you.
Typical.
We'll get you a call. People, the kids around this.
You think Charles Bronson would be going to the police station?
Good old Chuck would be tracking him down.
They don't know Charles.
Charles Bronson. Some might know who he is. He's a big action fan back
then. We need a big poster of Charles Bronson. But anyway, yeah, they burn the RV.
They torch it.
They steal a new vehicle.
Yeah.
But, you know, they do make a cool comment. When if you know your history, you'll get what they're talking about. When they're burning the RV, you hear Severin say, "Hey Jesse, remember when we started that fire in Chicago?" And there was the Great Fire of Chicago, which I think was in it was either in the early part of the 1900s or late 1800s. Or whatever.
Jared Leto's father had something to do with that.
Jared Leto's father.
But anyway, oh no, that was Keanu Reeves. Anyway.
Keanu Reeves' father had something to do with it. Hey Jess, remember we started that fire in Chicago? I mean, just a little passing statement. If you know, just to again illustrate how long they
little
been
Easter
around.
Eggs. Yeah, this you know,
it is sort of just you know, something for a little taste because Caleb still doesn't know what's going on. You know, I mean, now he does, but
right because they talked about it.
But the cool thing is, like we said, they never say the word vampire. I mean,
no, they say werewolf, but. No, they don't say that
either. No, they don't say werewolf.
They don't.
But yeah, I mean, they're all going to go their separate ways to get their kill for the night.
Right.
Because Homer's got his little bicycle. Severin's getting himself all...
You like how Severin takes his bike and he goes, "Here you go." And he throws
it
off.
"Little dude."
He throws it off.
But he almost, you know, you can tell they're friends. I mean...
Right. They just, you know... Nag at each other.
Right. They are a family.
Right.
And, you know, May definitely seems like to be the odd one out in that family. But the others, they're all peas in a pod. You know, Jesse and Diamondback, they are killers.
Yeah, and they're
Severin
like
is.
This.
Homer's a pretty, you know, some of them, you know, just kill. Some of them, you know, like play little games like Homer.
Yeah, I love the scene when he's Homer's to get his kill is his bike's all mangled and he's laying on the ground.
In the street like someone hit him.
Yeah, like somebody hit him, took off, and he's dead. And the guy comes running out of the car. You go, "Oh, my God, what's it?" You know, and he immediately grabs him and just bites his neck. And,
cool Jesse scene. And Diamondback pick up a hitchhiker. Well, ended up being, it hasn't come up yet.
Two of them.
But it ends up being like an attempted carjacking. But.
Stupid scene, actually. I mean, two punk kids jumping in the car and saying, "Hey, man, I'm gonna, you know, whatever they say." And he's taking his gun and he's sticking it down Diamondback's front blouse and going.
And she's smiling
because she knows she's gonna kill him. You know, but, you know, these stupid things. But
yeah, easy kills. Caleb and May, they're walking their own way, and he's just so sick he can't, you know, he almost can't function, and he just kind of pulls away from her. He's like, I gotta go home. You know, I like you a lot, but I feel like dog crap, and I gotta go home. So he makes his way.
Doesn't she say? She says you won't get too far.
Yeah, she said you're not going to get far.
Which is cool because later she's waiting for him.
Right.
She's not giving that away, but she's
Stumbles through town, and I love that Aliens is playing at the movie theater.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You see that on the back, whatever the theater's name
is. The Bijou or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Aliens. And I remember that. Remember when movie theaters just had one movie?
We don't have that.
And on a giant... We used to have a theater here in Parma.
Yeah.
The Parma Theater. Now, they later turned it to three screens that were kind of small, but at first, I don't know if you remember,
it was a huge
screen. A huge screen, and I remember seeing like Rocky IV on that screen, and I've never been to a movie where people got up and cheered and yelled.
And back in the day, they were crazy.
When
and
he
wild.
Started beating the heck out of Dolph Lundgren there, and just it was just a gigantic screen.
I punched the heck out of Ted's face.
Mm-hmm.
He needed surgery.
We were playing Rocky IV.
Yeah, I mean that's how we were pumped up.
Right.
We so had excited. Six cups of coffee,
mm-hmm.
and that didn't happen.
We had a month's worth of coffee in one day.
Yeah. But yeah, but that theater was crazy too, though. I mean, they made the theater. I mean, it was such a big screen, and
yeah.
it was hard to see in a screen. Thank God for the new theaters,
right? With the small screens, because yeah. it's so much easier to see.
But back then, we were used
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I had to keep going like this, like a tennis match.
Yeah,
I mean, give it a big screen.
But we were used to it, yes. just like the TVs. I mean, we were used to the old antenna black. Things have just
I still
changed.
Have that CRT all the way. Oh, I'm riding that analog with it.
Oh man,
F digital.
But
yeah. Caleb makes his way to a bus station.
He does. He does.
And he wants to get a ticket back to wherever he lives, and he doesn't have enough money.
Of course he's $3 short.
And, but I'll tell you what, even the guy at the ticket booth, I don't blame him because the kid looks like he's strung out on drugs.
Right, he does,
man. Yeah. I've seen plenty of junkies, and he looks like a junkie.
Yes.
And I like how there's a cop behind
him. We've done
him.
Our times in the alleys.
Yeah, yeah. You know. There's a cop standing behind him just going to start giving him crap.
Yeah. Oh, and he's going to take him in, too.
I got to bring up something. Caleb buys a candy bar and takes a bite and starts to get sick and throws it up. How come he can't eat food but May can eat an ice cream cone?
Huh.
I don't know.
That is interesting.
Maybe just because he's in the process or whatever.
Could be.
Like, I remember in Buffy, the vampires could eat, but they didn't have to eat.
Yeah, maybe because he sees that initial hunger of the blood, and he has nothing. He hasn't even attempted to drink or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe it's just, you know, that could be it. So, yeah, who knows?
I don't know.
Because I know they can drink and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's usually how they show it. They certainly can imbibe. They just don't have to.
Yeah, who knows? So,
I mean, where does it go? They don't digest
One of those,
moments. They don't digest it. They don't defecate or anything. I mean, where is it going? Is it just sitting in their rotted guts forever?
I don't know.
Gross.
Well, there is some kind of metabolism going on there. They're just
you
infected.
Say so. I don't know about the metabolism of a vampire.
They take Imodium, and it takes care of the immediate need.
The immediate need.
But yeah. It's, but the cop does after he does throw up the candy bar. He's like. He's like interrogating him, going, "What are you on, boy?" You know.
Right.
And he does break down and say, "I just need $3."
Yeah, he's $3 short
to get home. And the cop does
give him
the $3.
Go home and be a good boy.
And he gets on the bus.
It don't last long.
Yeah. 1 minute later, he's going, "Let me off this thing."
Get off the bus.
So there goes the $3.
He doesn't just get off the bus. He just like flops off the bus on the ground. He's drooling. He's got crap all over his face.
Well, yeah, we know that. And the whole movie, he needs a shower.
Yeah, I guess. Just it goes without saying he's got crap all over his face. Except for like one scene.
I think the makeup guy just Vaselined everything up through the whole movie.
God, he probably broke out like crazy after this
movie. Oh, my God, yeah. But I love the scene coming up next.
Makes his way back to...
I'm not even a vampire, and I wish I could have crawled to her to that vehicle.
Yeah, and suck on her wrist.
The way they do it, though, I mean,
it is cool.
He rushes up to her. He's on his knees. He's
hugging
her. Yeah,
well, he makes his way back to that side.
Gives you that feeling
where the car is hidden.
Feeling of love, you know?
And she's sitting there waiting for him. Like, she knew he wasn't going to
get far. She knew he was going to come back. I mean...
But he
starts drinking, right. And he's, you know...
But it's like he doesn't even realize what he wants yet. Like, all that time, you know, it's
he's
the blood
confused.
That he wants. Right.
He's confused.
And, yeah, he kind of crawls to her, and he's just kind of, like, holding on to her waist. And she bites her wrist and puts it down by him, and he just instinctively knows what to do. And,
right.
You know,
immediately feels
that's
good.
That's when he realizes.
Yeah. That
yeah, it's like medicine. Blood. It's like bad medicine.
Oh, he's addicted.
Bad
because, yeah.
medicine is what yeah. I need.
Mm-hmm. Bon Jovi. Unreal. Anyways, he starts kissing her.
A la peanut butter sandwiches, he's all better, and they're smooching with bloody lips, and they're going to go out and look at the night.
Yeah, because I think now she realizes, hey, you've got to learn how to kill.
Yeah.
You know, he can't just keep drinking off of her. So
right, and that's how the movie goes for a little while. Cause
it does go like
every time he tries
while.
To make a kill, he fails, but he still has
he
to
He does
feed.
Fail, and he does need to feed.
So she's feeding him.
Yeah, and she's...
Yeah, and a couple times he gets a little greedy, you know.
He's
like, let me show him like on your wrist here.
he basically the next time he tries feeding on her, she goes, "You can't drink that much, or you know,
you'll kill me."
You know, because he's and he falls back.
You got a lot of blood in your body. He ain't drinking that much. No. Out of them two little holes.
Well, it's an artery.
If
you're sucking that artery, it's like a straw. You remember we tried this on the goat. And we really got, I
thought we said we were going to talk about the goat.
Okay, I'm sorry. This was a movie we were watching. And we're back at the farm.
That was a good goat. Tasty.
Tabitha. If you watched Walking Dead this week, that's all I'll say.
Oh, I didn't.
Tabitha's got more Facebook fans than Lori ever did. So,
Facebook fans than we do?
Well, you haven't watched the new Walking Dead, so you don't know what I'm talking about. So, don't worry about it.
I did record the new Evil Dead show. I just haven't watched it yet.
I haven't watched it yet. When we do, we should do a quick review of the first episode.
All right.
I'll watch it this
week. Maybe we'll start doing that next week. Do like a little quickie. Yeah, the new Evil Dead show.
I'll watch it this week. And if you get a chance to watch it this week, we'll see what we thought of it.
Let us know what you think.
Lots of good reviews, so I mean, it's got to be good. I don't see how it can't. I know. I guess you really you can. Yeah, they can ruin anything.
If you ask me, things can always be bad.
Right. I'll tell you what. There's a scene in this movie that's it's so annoying. I don't know. There's certain things that just get to me. The father does end up Tim Matheson. He just end up going out and looking for it after the whole fiasco at the station where the cop ain't doing nothing. He heads out with Sarah and he stops at the town with the gas station and he's asking everybody, showing them the thing. There's this mother with a baby walking in her hand next to them over there, and she just, I don't know why that annoyed me. Everybody is gathered around him waiting to show him the picture, and the minute he shows it
your
to
child
her
was
the
missing.
Minute he shows it to her, no, not him, the people around him, like this lady, this hick lady bouncing the baby in her arms, you know, must be pumping. I don't know
if she's
who's
on the
gas. But, you know, and he shows to her and she goes, and just walks away. It's like, what are you standing there for anyway? You know, the directors say, let's have four people around you so that you can all get a look at this picture and tell them that you haven't seen them.
Mm-hmm.
But that annoyed me. I don't know. I hated that scene. I would have cut it out. If I was in post production, I would have cut that out.
Cut! I don't know. You got to show them how they're trying to find him.
Okay, well, have them go to one person and then the next. But let's not have a group of people around them. Like, oh, hey, there's this new guy over here. Let's bring the old Kittles over there.
We need some more people.
What's he doing? He's showing a picture.
Put that microphone down. Get over here.
He's showing a picture, Joe. He's showing a picture. Hey, take Henry over there with you, Tim.
Take little Henry.
you had him look at the picture, too. I'm going to get myself a big gulp. You know, so.
Big gulp.
Oh yeah,
that's not a big call.
It's a big McDonald's. Like did you have a double Big Mac?
No, I didn't. I just got a drink. That's
all. Oh, okay.
My boy didn't finish eating his grilled cheese, so I ate that.
Liam didn't eat his grilled cheese.
He did not.
Oh well. Anyways, where are we at?
I don't know. Oh, he tries to call home. I know that. He tries to make a collect call at home, and nobody's there because they're out looking for him.
Right. Tried to get a hold of his dad. Yeah.
And she's just, again, just trying to stress to him, you know, you have to learn to kill. You have to make a kill.
Yeah, please do.
So they're going to try again tonight. Is this the truck driver one? Come on, talk to me, baby. Yeah. Talk to me.
Oh, this dude is nuts.
I love that dude. But I know they show Severin. I know this is the part where I think you start to see how they all do it. Severin gets dressed up. And he's got his six shooters. Yeah. And he's got in Texas, you could just walk around with your guns on your... Yeah. Is that how you can do it? Still like, you know, gun smoke out there?
I think it is still, yeah. Right to bear arms, you're allowed to... Technically, you're allowed to around here, too.
No, I mean, just without any license or any care.
Yeah.
I mean, like an accessory, like a beret or something.
Yeah.
Like a necklace.
But do they ever show him killing them, the two girls? He stops a pickup truck that's got two young ladies in there. And they are all fickle, man. Yeah. They're like, ooh, man.
Yeah, you know, as far as I'm concerned, they deserve everything they get. Picking up this dude on the side of the road.
Yeah, he's a big a-hole, and he's going, hey, girl!
Hey, girl!
Yeah, come on.
I'd sure like to invite you for a drink. I mean,
you
hit
would.
The gas.
You know, yeah, get the heck out of there. But no, they immediately are like,
he
gets in the truck and they take off. And
he's the kind of probably likes to toy with them a little bit.
Yeah, the girls too. Yeah, definitely.
Sweet.
And
sweet meats.
Then they show Jesse and Diamondback.
Yeah. And they're just like going for a drive, you know, whatever. They're just talking, going for a drive.
They're the.
I think they passed by the spot where elder he one, found
so
her.
They know.
Yeah. He's like, remember that spot over there where I pretended to have a flat tire?
And or similar.
Or something like that, yeah.
Like, she was on the side of the road with a flat, and he picked her up.
They don't mention, like, how long ago it was, but...
Right. But there were cars, so she's not from the Civil War.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's when they pick up that hitchhiker.
Because they don't have cars about. In the Civil War period, do they?
Wow. They had motorcycles.
They had the unicycles.
They had submarines.
They had bicycles.
Actually, in the Revolutionary War, they had little makeshift submarines made out of wood and stuff.
They did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Civil War, they had submarines.
Submersibles, I guess. Not like a full-blown submarine, but a submersible.
Yeah, we had a Marine Navy fleet enema.
Marine Navy fleet.
Our next horror movie.
Fleet
enema. Okay. Then they get to...
So they pick up the hitchhiker, which turns into the carjacking, and you know that's going to go bad. I don't think they even show what happens.
I don't think they show Severin kill the two girls.
No.
I don't think they show Diamondback or...
Just Homer grabbing that old guy when he's laying on the street.
Yeah.
But you get an idea of how they go about their, hunting.
Each one with their own style of killing. You know,
May doesn't have to do much. She just stands there and guys come right up to her. So she don't have to do much.
My God.
But yeah, they get picked up by a truck driver, some big Jamaican dude or whatever.
And he's
come on,
like,
talk to me, baby.
He's like this in the truck. It's going, man.
Yeah, I mean, he's really rocking it.
Well, you better fix those darn struts. But
let's fix those struts. And
but they're not, May and Caleb aren't really bouncing around. Why is he bouncing around? He must got a loose seat. He's going, I'm going
to
fix this.
Come on, talk to me, baby. Every time he shifts gears. That's right, baby. Talk to me, baby.
And he's going, he's trying to get up the courage, and he's asking him, how do you brake again? And the funniest part, this is kind of funny.
It's going to come in handy later on.
Yeah.
Well, because I think if they make the kill, he needs to know how to stop that vehicle.
Yeah.
So, how do you stop it?
But it's like he's stalling or something. But then she's like, nudge
him.
Oh,
yeah, because he's not. Yeah, you could tell. She's like, oh,
he does
do
not
it
want
now.
To. And this the
well,
guy's
it's a
driving.
Conflict. He wants to. Part of him really wants to do it.
Yeah.
But another part of him, still, realizes how wrong it is.
Right.
This guy didn't do anything wrong. And,
And you got to love how he's...
And when he starts getting close, he's like,
it's like, yeah,
there's
like
something wrong with you?
Like he's going to kiss him or something. He's like getting real close going. Because the way they're showing it, like his face, he's like, hey, whoa, what's going on?
Hey, oh.
And then he says, stop the truck. He wants to just get out.
Yeah, gets out.
He runs again.
Starts pretending he's sick. And even then, after how weird he was acting, the truck driver comes out there.
Yeah.
You okay? Hey, you can't handle your liquor, boy.
He's making fun of him.
He's joshing him.
Sick. Yeah.
And, he still can't do it.
Funny as heck. But May sees that he just cannot kill him.
Mm-hmm.
So she
does
goes,
she kill him?
She
kills him.
She grabs him by the neck, sucks the blood. She needs her energy because Caleb's sucking all the blood.
Oh
yeah, because
she sucks on him and then he sucks on her.
Yeah, they all
sucking.
They all sucking. Man, this movie sucks.
Yeah, why do they have to live on blood? I mean, why can't it be like Sunkissed or something like that?
Yeah.
Why has it got to be the blood is the life?
Blood. It's filled with iron. So they don't have to take Flintstone vitamins.
That's true.
When vampires were first made, they were told, you must drink the blood that's filled with iron, or you need to take Flintstone's vitamins.
The gummies or the chewables?
The chewables.
Do they make the chewables anymore? The chocolate chewables like I had?
Chalky.
My kids have gummy ones. I feel bad for them. I like the chalky, the good chalky, one flavor.
Straightens up your teeth, sharpens them up,
And it got caught in the grooves of your back teeth and you kind of had vitamins all day.
What?
Stuck up
there.
Yes,
and it would slowly
it was like extended release.
Yes. Extended release. Relief on
Flintstone. Sure vitamins. Oh, God, what happens in this movie next?
So...
the family's just all ticked at him. He's not making a kill, man.
Yeah, I think they find out that he's sucking on her.
Right. And she's like, you can't carry him.
Yeah, you can't carry him.
He makes a kill.
Yeah.
And they're talking about giving another day, and finally Jesse says, he makes a kill tonight.
Yeah.
And they give him enough time. He's either going to do it and be one of them.
I'm
assuming none of the others took this long.
No.
And, it's time. So the famous bar scene.
Yes, the biggest, coolest part of the movie.
And probably scene. Like the most infamous image of the movie is them coming down the hill, and it's all dark and moonlit and misty.
Yeah, them walking. Yeah, it's a very cool scene.
Them coming down that hill there. And again, you know, it's a good use of, this whole movie's got atmosphere. Good use of editing and except for that, picture scene. And yeah, the music and everything, it's 80s sounding, but it's cool. And this movie's definitely got like a quiet cult following. You never hear anybody talk about this movie.
It's on a lot of lists for people because the fans really dig it. And yeah,
but I mean, almost meet nobody who knows it though.
Well, that's why you got to check it out. I mean,
I remember when it was first coming out. I never saw it. I don't think I saw it original release or cable or anything. I think it was not till DVD. When it was coming out on DVD, everybody, on the forums and stuff like that would, this movie's coming, it's great. And I said, I never heard of it. So I think one of the libraries had a VHS tape of it, and I watched it that way at first. So, definitely. Then I picked up the DVD, and I never got the Blu-ray, but it's out of print. So,
good luck. Is it out of print?
It is. Yeah. It's terribly out of print.
You'll still get it. But anyways, so they get to the bar scene. It's a great, there's a lot of great things in this.
It's a hillbilly, biker kind of bar scene.
They open up the doors and they're just like...
And what's that song that's playing in there, Naughty, naughty.
Yeah,
I can't think of a classic song that no one knows the name of. And he's going to go in there and make a kill. That's the whole idea of them going in there, to mix it up a little bit.
But I like how he opens up the door and he's trouble right when he opens up the... I forget what he says, but he's just man, we're going to have fun.
Shit kicker heaven.
Yeah, something like that. And everybody's just looking at him, They don't want to start nothing, I guess.
Yeah, most of them sit at a booth and... A
couple people there,
Severin and Caleb go up to the bar.
Because Severin's kind of pushing.
Can I get a shot of your best piss you got in this place?
your best watered down piss.
Your best watered down piss you got. And as he reaches for the drink, he purposely knocks over the drink of the guy next to him,
yeah.
Some, alcoholic. Big truck driver looking guy that you probably wouldn't want to mess with.
Yeah.
And he starts some crap with him. But he ends up getting him to laugh. Like he's like, hey, you know what they said about Buffalo Bill? And he took his beer and... got the foam on his chin.
Yeah, made him laugh a little bit at it.
And he's you give the man a drink. And then when he's about to take a sip of it, he's like, now pay the man.
Yeah.
And that's going to start it right there.
He's teasing him the whole time.
And he's like, well, if you're not going to drink it, I'm going to drink it.
And he stands up.
He's going to fight. But then he puts Caleb in front of him. He's like, hit it. I'm trying to teach him something. And the guy, he looks for something. And then he starts beating Caleb.
Severin put him on the
kid didn't do
nothing to you, and
you're just
beat him up,
and you're just whooping on him.
But he's got to get him angry,
I guess, and I think that's the idea. Get him. He's actually trying to help him. Get him. Irritated.
I mean, the whole bar scene, they actually are really trying to get him.
Yeah, they are
to make his first kill. But it's just not working. Mm-hmm. But They fight and stuff, and, he punches him. I think Severin finally punches him, and he flies into the pool table and falls down. Yeah. So he's out.
Because these vampires do have, I wouldn't say superhuman strength, but they're because definitely stronger than regular people.
Right, because it's not your typical vampire where they, throw you through the wall or something. But he's got a punch, and he flies across the thing, so there's power.
Right.
But,
power.
Then they go to...
Remember the waitress comes up to the table.
Well, that's the next best scene. Yeah. She comes over
with
and brings
beer,
a drink
glass.
Too.
It's like just the glass.
And it's Jesse, just a glass, which is.
And he starts flirting with her a little bit, hey, baby, whatever. And Diamondback takes it. Butterfly knife.
Getting ready. Yeah, butterfly knife going. And what does she do? After she does that, she hands Jesse the glass.
Yeah,
it's a mug.
You don't see the blood dripping. You just know he's holding the head down there and you can hear it.
Yeah, and he puts it up on a table filled with blood and gives it to May to drink. Nice of him.
Yeah.
Because they're filled and he probably knows she needs some.
Bartender's getting his shotgun out of the... no one's noticing he's loading his shotgun. Severin goes to pick a fight with another long-haired dude.
Yeah, he's got the red bandana.
You can tell that guy's scared. Like, man, just back off, man. I don't want any trouble. And he's finally like, don't F with me, man.
Well, when he knows he's not going to quit, he goes, don't F with me, man. But then,
what are you
going to
do?
He grabs his head. starts squishing. Well, yeah. It
well, the guy starts like pretending to choke Severin, and he's just like,
yeah,
completely Severin's just acting screwing
like
around.
He's acting like he's the guy.
Takes the guy's sunglasses off
while he's being choked.
While he's being choked, and
funny scene.
Yeah, and Severin, cracking his neck.
Bill Paxton is hilarious,
and probably movie. One of my favorite lines in the whole movie is when he goes to, you know, after he breaks his neck, he's gonna go suck his blood, and he's like, I hate it when they ain't been shaved.
I hate it when they ain't been shaved.
And actually, I think there was a documentary on the DVD, and I think the next part was ad-libbed.
Okay.
When he comes up, and he's just like, finger licking good. And he's like, hey, Jesse, that guy tastes like an old polecat.
They just added that in there?
I think the finger licking good part was ad-libbed.
Okay, I'll have to look back on it.
Finger licking good.
Good stuff, man.
I hate it when they ain't been shaved. Bill Paxton was so, like, Aliens in this movie. He used to be so awesome.
Oh, he was, man. Well, yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen him in anything lately.
Well, like anything, he gets out of that role.
He was just so electric.
Yeah. Oh, you know? Yeah, man. During the 80s, right. Bill Paxton was, he was electric, man.
You know, snorting coke off chicks' butts and just acting in movies.
Heck, yeah.
My life is just, you know, I don't do the acting in movies part.
Right.
Just, just the other part.
You've been committed a couple times. And then the next scene they do is...
That bartender, he pulls out that shotgun.
Yeah, and he shoots Caleb in the gut.
Oh, yeah. And remember, he's like, oh!
Yeah, he's like, oh! Oh, my God!
And then Severus just comes freaking. Hey, all right!
All right, you got your first one, man!
That's not bad!
Big old hole in his gut.
Oh, my life! I think he even says that. My life!
I mean, you know, he's shot in the gut, man. So he's
one of it still hurts, you know?
But yeah, I mean, and this bartender, he's just like, you don't get it, you know.
Yep, he's pulling out the shotgun, but then Severin jumps up on the bar and he does the spur thing.
Yes, he's up on the bar.
I can't get my foot up high enough.
Takes his spur and he just
slices his neck like three times.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, and he's and Bill Paxton is all bloodied up.
Oh man!
I mean, this is why the movie posters kind of got him on the front of it like that.
Yeah, he was predominant on a lot of them.
Classic. Image of Bill Paxton.
All tarred up. But yeah, I mean, the guy just stands there and lets him do it with the Spurs.
Yeah.
Oh, and then Mr. Thug, the guy that got knocked out on the pool table, he wakes up. He comes to. What is he? I think he pulls out a knife. Does he pull out a knife or something? I can't remember.
Oh, man. I'll
No, because we just watched the movie.
Yeah, he does go back after him, though. And,
He realizes he's having an oh shit day.
Yeah.
And,
I tell you, yeah, it's
and he's all
they're all bloodied up, man.
Yeah. He ends up just getting shot.
I think
Homer shoots him.
Yeah, Homer. He pulls out his pistol.
Homer's got a pistol. Someone gave the kid a pistol.
He's not a kid. He's a grown man.
I know. And they do mention that earlier, body. Like when they're talking, and he tells him, "Hey, little guy." And he's like, "You know, do you know what it's like to be?" You know, big on the inside and little on the outside.
And that's another thing from Anne Rice's books. I mean, like kind of a vampire thing. You never
turn children. Which they did.
Yeah.
Not realizing it was again. Well, Lestat.
Claudia.
Lestat would have known, but.
Yeah. Well, Lestat was the rebellious vampire.
Whatever happened to him?
Read the books.
I don't know. I didn't get that far. What about like her new one that she wrote about it?
I haven't read the new one. Lestat, the Prince Lestat. Prince
or
Lestat.
Like. Yeah. Like, I wonder if it's a reboot or if it's a...
No, he's still around. He's not...
Because I had read that it's, you know, like if you had never read the others, you could read this one. So I was just wondering if it was like a reboot of some sort.
She probably veered off into another storyline because it went back. Just like she did with a lot of the vampires got their own books too. Like Armand the Vampire so probably just did that. But they're in a bar and they're still trying to get
There's like one dude
Caleb.
Left.
Yeah.
There's just like this one dude who's just been standing there.
Young kid
doe-eyed
in the back.
Yeah, young kid
and
shooting
He just stood there the whole time. I would have at least tried to get out knowing that everybody was
probably
killing.
Yeah, there's
got to
be a back window. Jump, you know.
Well.
You know, or get a pointed stick or something. I mean, when you start seeing these guys are sucking blood, you're holding wood in your hand.
But they make May.
Smack it off.
Walk up to him
and start sweet-talking him.
Yeah, she's flirting with him and...
And it's almost like 50-50 with him. He's just, man, this chick's pretty hot, but yeah. Everybody's got blood on their mouths.
Yeah, what's going
this
on?
This chick's pretty hot, man.
But, and he does get jealous, and he comes up. And,
yeah, yeah. And I think that's what she was trying to do, get him jealous.
But the young kid runs, jumps and he does fly through the window, break the glass,
and like,
he
goes go off get running. Him.
He's yours. Yep. So,
I guess so, since he's the last one left. And they're going to torch the place in the meantime.
Yep, burn it down. It,
when he does catch up, he's chasing him out through a field. And when he does catch him, he's about ready to do it. But then in the end, you know.
He lets him go.
Yeah, he does. He let him go, which is, it's going to spell their doom.
Yeah, it's a downfall for them all.
That dude is going to go to cops.
Of course.
That dude's going to go to the cops.
You got, so, they're all partying in the bar, right. too, while it's burning.
Oh, yeah, they're all making Molotov cocktail bombs. and that's really what I like to do. I mean, I like to, you know, when there's nothing going on, take a bottle of hooch, stick a rag in it, light it up, just throw it in a driveway, like from my bedroom window, just throw it in a driveway and just watch.
Yeah, I mean...
You know, it's not going to hurt anything.
Don't you do that,
it's not breaking any laws.
The day before Halloween, you get the whole... What, isn't it the whole block?
Devil's Night, man. It's Devil's Night.
The whole block comes...
You ever see The Crow?
Yeah, well, you got about 50 lawn chairs, right?
Yeah, fire it up.
And he sets them all up on the sidewalk and stuff.
Yep.
He's on like a 20 by 20 foot plot of land.
It's not very
big. It's a very small house. You got one bedroom?
One bedroom.
One bedroom, outhouse in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And so they all gather pretty much just 50.
Well, we have a toilet bowl in the house, but there's no water.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, I don't know where it goes. It goes down there, but I don't know where it goes.
Oh, yeah, that endless hole that
they got
just, in the middle
of
the house.
Yeah, it goes down into the
that
whatever.
That is so cool. We have no idea where that hole leads to, but it never stopped.
This is Mel's hole. This is Ted's hole.
I've thrown a lot of stuff down there. Rats,
yeah, put
mice,
pencils.
Toilet paper rolls?
Mm-hmm. It's just like the empty cardboard rolls?
No, the full ones, because I won the lottery.
Wonder nothing's been going down lately.
I won the lottery that day, and I bought 50 packs of toilet paper rolls and threw them down the hole.
You know... Can use that,
and
ain't gonna ever not need toilet paper.
Oh, wait, no, what are we talking about, man?
Toilet paper.
Oh, Near Dark, 1987,
86.
Starring Jared Leto. Oh man, but
did you just watch a movie with Jared Leto in it, or
no? I could have sworn for some reason
that a man crush on.
I haven't. No, far from it. I don't know.
Hey, well, there's not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, well, Jared. Yeah, I don't know about Jared.
If he's a guy you'd go gay for, then you know.
But then they
mine Ziggy Pop.
He probably smells like Caleb does.
Oh no, Iggy's clean.
Oh God. Anyways, yeah, so they hurry up and run.
Yeah, because Dawn's
get to
coming.
They got to get to a hotel.
And I love it. They got the tape rollers.
And they're like, we got to get to what we where we can. Yeah, and, their desperation.
And I think there was like some motels. So they get there like just in the nick of time. The sun is just starting to come up.
Yes.
And Jesse goes in there ringing on the bell. I want to rent one of your bungalows, sir. And I love how the guy recognizes him.
Yeah, he says,
like, "Haven't you been here before, a long time ago?"
And Jesse goes, "Yeah, about 50 years
ago."
Yeah,
I get in here about every 50 years.
Yeah, something like, yeah.
Make me a reservation. You know?
And he shouldn't have said that. Although,
and the sun's
think,
starting to come through the window.
Yeah, and you
one
see
of the guys trying to hand him the key,
and you can see the line of sun coming up to the hand. Just the,
and
cool
he can't
effect.
Grab the key, so he has his hand wrapped in his coat and grabs it.
Yeah.
And they all make it inside the hotel room, like in the nick of time, you know, they're all covered up.
Yeah.
And yeah, the windows have to be all closed.
All sleeping. Then, Homer's in the tub.
Well, that's where he belongs. But then all of a sudden you hear.
Watch it.
Oh, sorry. Police! And you see that. I love how they brought that Weasley guy with them, that Caleb let go. I mean, what cops are going to bring him?
Well,
and he's in the back. I mean, there could be a shootout, which there is a shootout.
There's a boot. This is Hicksville. Okay, population of 10.
Yeah.
You know, so the sheriff's going to bring old Jake with
him
down
to the hotel.
And it
seems like, you know, this is
hotel.
Obviously their weak point. Because they're all real groggy.
Yeah.
I mean, not like we wouldn't be, but it just seems like sluggish and groggy. You know, Severin looks out the window and it's daylight.
God.
He gets burned. Daylight! And then they hear the noise, and I remember Homer, daylight, he's all scared.
He's acting like a kid, but yeah.
Yeah, you know. Big tough guy in a little man's body. So yeah, but they start arming themselves to the teeth, man. They got all their guns with them,
and this,
and that's what
this
they're putting
isn't
the
normal,
goggles on. And,
yeah, this ain't a normal motel room, too.
It's a bungalow.
This
it's
is a little tiny little wooden.
It's like a one room place with a bathroom.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah,
that's a bungalow, man. That's yeah. it. You know, it's just like a place to crash and party.
So they just basically they start shooting it out with the police, man.
Yeah, yeah. It's you know? Know, and it's awesome, man. Severin takes that shotgun, blasts through the door, gut shots a guy. Blows out his back.
And the light shining
through. And the light
through,
comes through again and starts catching him on fire.
Awesome.
That's an awesome scene. Like, ah, flame shooting. But while the shootout's going on, you know, Jesse says, you know, I'll go get the van. Give me the keys.
Yeah, he steps up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
and he does it. Gives him the keys. Yeah. I mean, they're goners.
Yeah, and they, you know? Yeah, otherwise they are, yeah.
And
so he's smoking because
yeah,
the sun's getting
burned
burning
to a crisp. But he makes it.
He does make
but
it.
But he gets shot. The
he does
cop
get
shoots
shot.
Him like three times.
Yeah. Three
in the
times.
Leg.
Three bullets in the leg.
Yeah. Tears out some chunks of meat.
Yeah. Tendon. I think he got a tendon.
Maybe.
He couldn't walk that well later in the movie.
And even all covered up. I mean, the blanket's on fire.
You'd think the inside of the vehicle would catch fire, too.
Yeah, when he gets there, I wanted that, too.
He climbs in there, and the sheet's all blazed, man. But, yeah, he ends up getting in there, starting it. And I don't...
I worked 12 hours, people.
And I don't know why the van is parked so far away. Shouldn't
know.
It be right next to the bungalow that they just...
Well, I'm sure they're thinking that would have been a little bit more convenient. I bet they won't make that mistake again. Yeah, it's like 200 feet away, like by a tree the back.
It's far away. I don't know why they did that. But
and it's cool on the scenes on the inside of the bungalow. I mean, there's just holes coming through with, you know,
oh, yeah, like
rays
like,
of sunlight like, coming through. And they have to get in between them and... And it's
like
a real cool shootout scene. And
yeah.
Caleb smashes the van, because they have a van now.
Yeah.
I don't know if we mentioned that, but yeah, they stole
into
the van.
Yeah.
Into the bungalow. They all pile in.
Yeah, they're like,
and
yeah,
then
man,
instead of backing out, he just rams through the rest of it and drives away.
Might as well. It's just it's plywood and
right.
it's
and,
a brick.
That buys
him some time.
Buys him some time. And They actually get a little bit of respect for him after that. You know, he gets a little, you know, high five from Jesse.
And Severin even gives him his...
He gives him his spur.
One of his spurs. Because he's like, yeah, good job.
Saved our skins
back there, yeah.
You know, and...
And even Homer, you know, he's like thanking him and stuff.
Yeah, he holds out the hand
and then
shakes his hand. But it's almost like at that moment, you feel like he really does want to be a part of the family.
Yeah, he just can't, you know... It can't get past the killing somebody.
So he bought himself an extra couple nights, maybe.
Yeah.
So yeah, they shack up in another hotel, and
they're getting ready for. I mean, they're just going all out. They're getting all their guns and stuff. And what Severin tells Jesse, a little Russian roulette.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, so they're going.
And that's when Caleb asks, you know, he's like, I've been meaning to ask you, Jesse. You know, how old are you? And that's when he says, you know.
Yeah.
Well, let me put it this way: I fought for the South, and he's like, we lost.
Yeah.
So. I mean, how cool. You know, and that even kind of, you know, like with the True Blood show, you're like, I mean, he was from the Civil War time, too.
Bill
there. So, yeah, just neat stuff. That always fascinates me.
Yeah.
You know, even like in Dark Shadows with the, you know, living in the 1700s, which I started watching again, by the way. If we've got any fans out there, you know, talk to me.
Yeah. Dark Shadows, yeah.
That was my Halloween. My Halloween movie was watching Vincent Price, Pit and the Pendulum. And then I popped in and started at the very beginning of Dark Shadows, the ones that don't even have Barnabas in it, and started there.
If we could do two a week, I would love to be able to do a movie and do every episode of Dark Shadows all the way through.
Man, we could do that.
Each episode is what? It's
20 minutes. 22
we might
minutes.
Be able to get...
Well, let's see. You know, if we got some fans out there, let us know. You know, I mean, I don't know. I think, you know, people probably know about it, but I don't know how many people are like, actually, I'm not an expert. I haven't even watched the whole series, but I've watched a heck of a lot of it.
Yeah.
Enough to have a conversation.
Oh, yeah.
So, because I used to have to watch it with my mom, and I used to make fun of it, but then I started getting sucked into those stories, which are really good. So, yeah, if we got some fans out there, jump on in. And,
Dark Shadows is awesome.
It is.
But it's its own little vibe, man. Just
right.
Its own...
The first sympathetic vampire, man. That's where Anne Rice got that idea.
Yeah, it could be.
It is. Up until then, you know, vampires were monsters.
Yeah.
You know, this was the first one you kind of felt a little bad for them.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're playing cards in the hotel room. Homer, Jesse, Diamondback.
And this is where he's like a grown up, the little kid Homer. He's smoking.
They all got guns.
Playing cards and stuff. And yeah,
Homer decides he's going to go get a little air. Yeah. Meanwhile, Caleb and Kit are outside.
They're spending time by themselves, you know. And
this is when Homer sees a little girl at the pop machine at the hotel. You know, they have the little ice and pop machines outside.
Yep.
And when they pull back, you realize this is Sarah, Caleb's sister.
Yeah. But Homer doesn't know that. Yeah. But he coaxes her, you know, and he's like, she's like, I don't need an adult. Like, he asks her, what are you doing out here this time of night?
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, I can do anything I want.
Yeah, right. It's none of your business.
Yeah, something like that.
Just like a little girl would say, you know. Yeah. And this is like where, you know, Homer's feels like he's the one sort of left out now. You know, he had some attachments to May, and now she's gone off with Caleb, so.
And he sees little Sarah.
Maybe he could turn her.
You know? Yeah.
Even though, you know, he's probably like how old on the inside, right. And now he's going
to. He's technically, yeah, I know, yeah.
Yeah, he's a little.
Technically not right.
A child who's a man, who's attracted to a child, but he's really, you figure it out.
I think we know.
I don't get paid enough.
But he brings her in. He's all jacked
up. Yeah, he's sorry. We could go watch TV. Is it a color television? Is it a color television?
And I like how he turns it on, and it's basic because it's so late. It's only the American flag is going.
Do they remember that? There was a time when there wasn't TV at night, man. They would sign off.
Yes.
There'd be the American flag.
2 o'clock. 2 o'clock in the morning. Something like that.
They'd play the national
anthem. When the bars closed.
And then TV gone. Just static. The rest of the day. I mean, some channels might have went all night, but.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh, I remember that too, yeah.
That's why, you know, when cable came up, everybody's excited. Yeah, you could watch TV all night.
24-hour TV?
24-hour TV. So, yeah, there's nothing on TV. So he's like, oh, there'll be something.
God bless you.
And she says she's got to go home. And right at that moment, the door opens and Caleb steps in.
He's like, holy Moses, and he sees her, sister.
And I love how she's like, you know, I should slap you. And yes. Yeah, he's giving her a big hug and he's looking at Jesse. He's like, it's my sister.
Yeah.
And there's Jesse. I love his face. He's just like, what do you want me to do? Because then his dad comes in
right
and they're all right there, all in there together.
And basically,
Jesse, this is my family. This is my family, Jesse. I mean, what do we do?
Jesse knows what to do because there's just no compromise. I mean,
right. I mean, they're not safe.
Yeah.
He's in charge of providing for their safety.
Yeah. Yeah. We can't have a human know that we're vampires and we're, mm-hmm. you know. And I think he realizes that because I think even...
Right, or even if he doesn't know they're vampires, you know, he can ID all of them.
Right.
You know, or, you know, he knows what vehicle they're driving. Yep. It's just making life hard. You know, life's getting way more complicated. And that's the thing. How complicated would it be for vampires these days? It's got to be a lot more complicated than it was back then.
Well, yeah, there's more technology's caught up weapon-wise and stuff like that. And,
or, you know, just the, you know... The whole process.
Speaking of, you see that comic book series Preachers got a series coming out.
I did read that at AMC. One point, and it was pretty good.
I saw the first glimpse preview during The Walking Dead last night, and looks pretty good.
Any known?
I don't know.
Which
the guy,
doesn't matter to me.
I don't know the guy that's playing Preacher, but he looked like he was a pretty, you know, because it was going to be a pretty cool character.
They tried the Constantine show, and that didn't last.
Yeah.
So I mean, there's been some cool shows. Actually, one of the best ones that DC ever had, horror, was Swamp Thing when Alan Moore took over for it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it would be cool if they could do something with that. I don't know if it would work live action. Maybe, you know, one of those animated films or something like that. But those were good, and that tied into Constantine. So, mm-hmm. yeah, you know, they crossed paths a lot.
Yeah.
So, let's see. What happens?
Well, they end up escaping the...
Right. Jesse ends up escaping from the hotel. They get away and he goes home with
his dad and Sarah.
Daylight's coming.
Yeah.
And so they can't catch him.
Yeah, because they run out of the hotel room mm-hmm. and basically his dad and Sarah jump in a car and Caleb jumps in the back before mm-hmm. the sun gets him.
Right.
And they take off. So.
And I love how his dad's like, you know, we'll get you to a hospital. And he takes his hand. He's telling him, no, hospital. He puts his hand in the sunlight, and it starts crisping up. He's like, get a hospital, fix this. So you know, and again, it's so cool. Without saying it, they tell us.
Right. And
that's what makes this movie cool.
I'm not a vampire, but look, it's something's wrong with me.
They don't use the typical things. And I know this movie didn't do well when it came out, but like critics liked it. You know, it got its fans.
Yeah. And it's been a cult favorite It took it seriously. Yeah.
It took the subject matter seriously. I mean, you know, a year later we would get Lost Boys, which was just a joke.
Oh, jeez. I love Lost Boys. Whatever.
The movie's a joke. So yeah, they get home.
This is where we get this strange. This is another take on the vampire movies that
Caleb gets an idea. He's like,
"If you it's not an antidote, but
he says, have you ever transfused a person? Because his dad's a veterinarian.
Yeah.
Because
he notices all the hanging bottles and stuff in the back of the veterinarian car. Let me tell you something.
All these shows where you see people transfusing, like remember in Dracula, Bram Stoker's Dracula. They transfuse Lucy when she's losing the... And I realized that was the infancy of transfusions, and they didn't know things.
Yeah.
But this is the 80s, and they knew things.
Yeah.
Transfusions don't really work like this. You have to type the blood. You have to scream the blood. I mean, whose blood is he getting?
They were taking a chance.
Yes.
Well, it was their father's.
Yeah. As long as they were the same type, it was probably okay. They were related.
Yeah, it was his father's.
But,
so...
You know, I get a lot of these movies, you know, a lot more goes into a blood transfusion. I don't even know if people out there realize all the different blood types.
And I wonder if they Germex that bottle down.
I hope they at least, you know, took a wet rag and cleaned it out. Because that's a weak
I would have been going, Papa, can you Germex that bottle?
You know, and you know, no sterile technique at all when placing the needle. And
yeah, he puts the bottle down. Looks like an old milk bottle, you know.
Yeah.
The glass milk bottle.
So it's almost like, I mean, how much blood is he using?
But this is a farm.
Is this just a simple transfusion, or are they literally taking the blood out of him and putting new blood into him?
Exactly.
And if that's the case, where are they getting the blood that's going into
him? Yeah, this, it's kind of...
It's a great idea, but I just need to know where they're getting the blood.
Yeah, it's just so vague. It's almost as they're just, yeah, like you said, they're just putting blood in him,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's it. I mean, that's it?
I mean,
that's
all you need to do to cure him? If you're just putting a pint of blood into him, that's not enough.
Yeah.
I think the idea is when he puts the bottle down is they're draining the blood out and putting new blood in.
They just never showed it that way, though, did they?
They showed him putting a bottle down and blood running into
the
bottle.
I thought that was his...
And then there's a bottle up here that blood's running into.
Okay, so, yeah. I thought it was his father's blood flowing down into the bottle in there so that it could... But you could be
maybe
right.
It could be. Maybe.
I don't know. We'd have to go back and look. But nevertheless, just
but maybe
the whole...
just yeah, maybe just a transfusion of fresh human blood is enough to kill the virus. And it's not the first
idea.
I mean, even Dark Shadows dealt with that as treating vampirism as a disease.
Right.
Dr. Hoffman looking at Barnabas's blood and actually finds a cure. And we get that great storyline where it ages him prematurely and he gets all old and... You know,
right.
That, you know, that's kind of cool because she gets jealous of it because he's in love with someone else and, you know, she makes him get older. But so it's not the first, it's not the first time that they've treated this as a disease.
I get it. I mean, I think it's just that they go so quickly through it that they don't explain it too well that it's just, you know, a little mind boggling when it comes to vampires. Yeah. But
I guess it gets to where you can kind of, I think we can kind of figure it out. But yeah. But you have to find a way to turn him back human again. And that's essentially what it does.
He's
out in the
fine.
Daylight. He wakes up in the daylight and...
They open the barn door. Light hits him and he's fine.
Yeah.
So.
And they're having dinner and everything's back to normal. You know, he's
gonna... Yeah. And they're not worried about the other ones coming after him, which I think they... Maybe they are. I don't know. They don't seem to put on that they are.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be having every movement. I'd have that shotgun by me. Although...
Good's a shotgun.
Not going to help. So, I mean, I don't know.
Pointed stick.
But Caleb's eating and he hears something outside.
I don't even know if he hears anything.
He hears something.
A swing. He hears the swing creaking. He's like, I'm going to go oil that. And his dad says, you know, that can wait.
So he takes his food outside.
So I think he just has an idea that maybe he just senses her or something like that. And May's out there waiting for him.
Yeah, about his swing. So,
you know, why'd you run away? Why'd you leave? Oh. Looking so sweet. Yeah. And she gives him a hug, and she feels that he's warm.
She goes, oh, my God, you're so warm. What, mm-hmm. you know, like, she's wondering, how the heck did you turn back to human?
You're not like us anymore.
Yeah. You're not a vet.
So he's essentially, committing, like, necrophilia.
I'm not going to say that.
He's making out with a dead body.
Pretty much.
But if a dead body looked like Jenny Wright, I would not damn
anybody.
Oh,
my God. Anyways, but she's she realized, and I think she runs off after that. She's just like, you know, what the heck's going on? And
She does. But then later that night, they come back and they kidnap Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah's missing.
Yep. They hear some noise
because he runs upstairs. The window's open, and they took Sarah to lure him out, and he goes. He runs outside to go find her, and he finds out that the wheels are slashed on the vehicles.
Right. So I think he yells at his dad, you know, get the police or whatever. I can't remember what he says. So he saddles up this horse.
And
that's a cool scene because it's almost like the lightning's crashing a little bit, and he's just out there in the middle of that field riding. And it's cool. It is. Yeah. It's a
close range.
All he needed was a Marlboro hanging out of his mouth while he was doing it. But it's just cool. It's just one of the things that makes the movie unique.
Oh, yeah. You know? I mean, instead of the cars, he's going to go run to town on his horse.
Vampire movies are there that actually are good?
I don't think
something like Dracula Meets Billy the Kid or something like that. It's not a good movie.
But
he's riding a horse into town.
And he's going to catch up to the car.
And I got
to
say, when he's riding the horse into town, you do see tumbleweed. You have to see tumbleweed. So what is tumbleweed?
Little old town. I mean, there are bushes that in the desert that would die and just their roots would.
Seriously, that's what they're?
Yeah.
He knew what it was.
It's just brush.
All right.
That's why it's called tumbleweed. It was just a big weeded bush. Would dry out and just start flying around. They flew everywhere.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it.
Definitely. Look it up.
Horse throws them.
Talk to Suri. Go, what is tumbleweed? You got your phone on you?
No, I leave it.
Anyways.
I don't need it on my butt every 10 minutes. Yeah, horse throws them because, again, it senses the predator.
Yeah.
And it's Severn.
Severn's there, yeah.
And I think it's like, first I'm going to take my spur back. And then I'm going to cut your face up with it or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, and he picks him up and throws him a good 20 feet, I think.
Yeah, he really tosses him, man.
And I like when he's, you know.
Like a bean bag.
And when he always like tells you what he's going to do to you. How does that sound? And he's just got this cool swagger.
He's strutting down up to him and stuff like that.
So
yeah.
Cool, man. It is so cool. And while he's doing that, there's a truck coming. There's big no other traffic, coming. No signs of life anywhere in this town.
But there's a big old semi coming through this town.
Stop! And while he's trying to get the guy to stop, Severn pulls out his pistol, just blows the guy like right between the eyes.
So it's a good thing Caleb was listening to that.
Other dude told him how to drive the truck.
So now
he can get in there and drive the truck.
On one lesson.
And I like the guy, the driver's right there. He's like, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, Severn's all badass. You know, he throws the guns away. He's like, yeah, come on. You know, bring it to me.
And Caleb plows ahead, and he's going to just plow right
in. And he does. He runs him down. And then,
don't you love how excited he gets?
Yeah.
Like he killed him.
He's like, woo! Yeah, get it! Yeah! Woo! Doing all those kai-yai yippee-yays.
Yeah. I think he even stood up in the front seat and did a flip.
He's hitting the deck. Yeah! Man, that don't last long because Severin starts climbing up. And it just starts ripping crap out of the
tree. Yeah, yeah.
Like a gremlin in that Twilight Zone episode.
Yeah, he puts his fist right through the hood of the car. Pulls out the wires and oily. Meanwhile, his face is just bloodied red.
Yeah, bloodied and tarred. That's the image you saw on the posters.
Bloody and tarred, yeah.
And he's just pulling out vital
organs.
Components of
the truck. As Ted's trying to get a breath.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, what happens?
He jackknifes the truck.
Yeah.
Because the driver had told him how to brake it. You brake the back first, then the cab.
Yeah.
He's like, if you don't do it that way, then the truck's going to jackknife. So he did that. Jackknifed the truck, bails out, and the truck blows up. It was probably carrying fuel or something like that. It looked like a fuel truck.
And he blows up Severn. So Severn's gone. He took care of him.
And the little spur goes rolling. And he picks it up, puts it in his pocket, little souvenir.
Yeah, he's all cocky now. You know, he thinks he's cool. He's human again.
I miss Severn. He was a great character.
Oh, Severn was an awesome character, man.
I really do. In those 80s movies, Terminator, True Lies. He was in True Lies a little bit.
Yeah.
Aliens. You just gotta love Bill Paxton in those movies. I don't know. What else has he been great in? I don't know, but Those early movies, he was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Those 80s movies.
Like, even in Terminator, he's in it for two
weird
minutes.
Science, I mean, he was just awesome in there. His Uncle Chet.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Chet. I mean, yeah. So, but yeah, so he's still after all the, they got Sarah. He does see the Jesse and Diamondback pulls up in their car, and Sarah's in there with Homer in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and he's wrestling her down like he's
like
fight
he's
her.
Trying to. You would have thought he would have done it already.
I'm really surprised.
He's had her this whole time, but nevertheless, he didn't. Right. And Jesse gets out of the car, and that's when he makes that comment about Severin. You know, I didn't teach him everything. You know,
I taught him everything he knew, but not everything I know.
Yeah.
And while he's talking to him, Diamondback's behind him, ready to throw a knife in Caleb's back.
And he
may doesn't or no, it's Sarah. She jumps out of the car and is like, Caleb, look out. He moves real quick. And that's awesome.
And Diamondback throws the knife right through.
Oh, and also right into Jesse's mouth.
Right into Jesse's mouth. And he pulls it out like a sword swallower, kind of.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
And they make a break for it. Yeah, yeah. Jesse and Diamondback and Homer, May, they all get in the car chasing after. Where's Caleb's dad during all this?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, he's not nowhere to be seen.
Yeah, dad just went to bed.
He said, don't bother me.
The game's on tonight now. I don't want no more of your silly vampire problems. he's carrying his little baby sister, and he's running across that same field again.
Yeah,
and it's cool. It's just all a big race against time
because the sun's coming up,
and the car, the station wagon they have now. Yeah. They got a new car every other second.
Yeah,
and they're desperately trying to get the foil up. They're spray painting the windows.
Yep. And he's still fighting because he must have picked up Sarah again.
They did, yeah.
Because he can't outrun a vehicle.
Right. He was carrying her. I think
May's in the car with them.
He set her down and they snagged her with the car.
Yeah.
And
But they're trying to get away, and May's in the car.
And it looks like
them.
Homer's about to bite her.
Yeah.
And I think May just doesn't want, another, to damn another person.
Right. So May grabs her. Jumps out the back of the station wagon through the glass and onto the street.
Right.
And
no coverage. No, it's daylight. It's absolute daylight.
Yeah.
And
smoking and all that. And
yeah, there's no coverage. There's no place to hide. There's no cover. They have no blankets.
And Homer jumps out too.
I'm kind of surprised he did that. For this little girl, you could get one down the street.
I think it was the first time because of the whole May Caleb thing, that he just really... He was distraught that he couldn't have somebody. And I guess his mind just went. And he went out in the sunlight to chase her.
Yeah,
and
he's basically running, and you could tell it's all matted.
Oh, yeah. The effects are,
The effect isn't
It's like lighters great, are all
but
around
it's adequate.
His face.
It's adequate for
Oh, yeah. It doesn't, take away from
the
movie.
But then he blows up. Like, after so much exposure, they blow up.
He blew up, yeah.
May's also got no cover. Jesse and Diamondback, they're in the station wagon. They're going to turn around and try to run them down, but they know, man, it's it.
I'm surprised that, being as old as he is, he let this happen. Jesse and Diamondback to die like that in the vehicle.
And I like when she's saying, like, good times, good time. They're
playing it cool.
He's so cool. He's driving, coming right for him.
Goes real slow, and then it just
the
blows.
Close-ups of the eyes and the flames around the eyes. And just the car blows up. They don't make it. And Jesse manages to cover, or not Jesse,
Caleb
manages to cover May up in his jacket.
I'm surprised she didn't catch fire as quickly as she should have too. But
she was smoking, but he got his jacket around her, so she got at least a little bit of cover.
Yeah. And he runs her back to the farm.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, the dad's kind of obsolete even during this. These scenes, they don't.
That's
really
where I think they could have fleshed a few things out a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, they don't even show him doing the whole, because the next thing they do is they show her the IV, the blood.
Mm-hmm.
Caleb opens the door, the light hits her.
And she freaks out.
She's like, oh my God, but it's not affecting her. She's human again.
But she had said that she had only been a vampire for 4 years. That Homer pretended to be she was a high school student, and Homer, pretended to be a student that needed tutoring.
Still 4 years. Right. You're a full-fledged vampire.
Yeah.
Though. I mean, just.
But I mean, it hasn't been that long for her.
Right. Yeah.
She's
been without daylight for 4 years. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I do like how the film ends. They embrace, and the it's just freeze frames.
Yeah, the very ending scene. Yeah,
yeah, like she's kind of looking at her hand in the sunlight and holding on to him. And, you know, you kind of wonder where it's going to go from there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, are they going to stay together? Or they, you know, I just don't know.
But see, that's what's cool about some of these movies. They don't make remakes of and stuff. Although this isn't a type of movie that you would make a remake of.
They've already talked about doing it. It
was Oh, I said remake, but like a sequel. I'm sorry.
There was talk of a sequel at one time, too.
See, this is a movie I don't think you could do a sequel with. I mean, even though we would want to know what would happen with May and everybody's killed, and them, unless you, maybe the transfusion doesn't work, and slowly they turn into a vampire again, maybe they turn back.
Nah, just leave it as it is.
And
it's just a
great
There's a few things that needed to be fleshed out a little bit more. It is what it is, and you work with what you've got. But there's way more to like about it.
For 1965, this was a great movie.
Right. And
even in 1987. Jared Leto makes some good movies sometimes. Jared
Leto, he directs some great movies.
Mary Beth Williams was in this for a brief second, too, in the Sheriff's Department. From Poltergeist. That's where they got the idea of Poltergeist from James Cameron. What the heck am I talking about?
Poltergeist is like 4 years before. They went back in time. That movie didn't exist in 82.
Anyways.
But yeah, it's just a few awesome characters that should have been fleshed out. Give it a check. Yeah, you should have watched it before the podcast. That's what I always tell you.
Yeah, well, are we going to do what we say we're going to do next
week? What do you want to even do, man?
We were thinking of doing The Stuff.
The Stuff. What year is that from?
1985.
You sure it's not 1987? It's 1987.
This one is 1985. Garrett Morris is in it from Two Broke Girls, but SCTV. From
Growing Pains. I'm just going to start throwing inaccurate facts now.
I never heard of this movie before, The Stuff. It's like little yogurt things.
I thought it was the things that's in between the Oreo cookies.
It could be, because, I mean, no, it's The Stuff. It's
like the
yogurt.
Double Stuff? The sequel would be The Double Stuff.
And you're eating this foamy yogurt, you know, and it turns you into like some brain-eating zombie type.
Well, why does more than one person eat it? After one person would eat it, you think, not me. No, not the kid.
Well, the kid was telling them. Well, we'll see. I think we're going to do The Stuff next week.
This is Dino's pick. I had a month of picks.
If it changes, so be it.
But it's not changing.
I think, The Stuff. The 1985. Stuff it is. It's going to be another.
We're going to build up to our Thanksgiving movie.
Yes. Turkey Bloody Turkey.
Turkey Bloody Turkey.
It was, that done by James Cameron, too?
Yeah, it was his first movie.
Peter Jackson.
Before he did his other...
Peter Jackson did the special effects in the movie.
No, he just stars in it.
And funded by Steven Spielberg.
Yep. Amblin Entertainment.
Don't forget to stop by our store. We got on the corner of West 5th and 6th of 7th Avenue.
Right. You can buy t-shirts and ashtrays and little keychains.
A whole makeup kit for Caleb from this movie.
Well, it's a keychain of our likeness, and when you squeeze it looks like poop's coming out of our butt.
We're losing it, people.
Nah, I'm not.
No, we're good. No, we're going to do a good movie this next week here. Trust me. Exactly. So, with that...
Alright. See this movie. It's fantastic.
Yes.
And not just because it's got a beautiful girl. It's just, it's a cool story.
No, it's because of May. You know what I'm saying, man.
Jared Leto, Jenny Wright. I mean, you can't go wrong with these, you know, a fully fleshed out Tim Thomerson character.
Yeah, it's got...
horses.
Emilio Estevez and his brother Charlie Sheen.
Are you thinking Young Guns?
They play... Oh, that's Young Guns.
Young Guns.
Forget. Oh, May was in Young Guns, too.
That's true.
That's right.
Did you see the size of that chicken? Chavez.
Okay, we're going to go get some sleep now. And we'll catch you next time.
All right.
Later. Cool.